Well, Harry, what did you make of that? Quality seemed to be the one thing that was maybe missing from Birmingham today.
Well, I thought that 0-0, I couldn't see us getting beat today. I mean, I came in at half time and I wouldn't have took a draw. I thought if anyone was going to win it, it was going to be us. And then, we have a great chance to score at this end. And then within 10 seconds, the ball was in the back of our net. And that changed everything. It changed the game. We became, open because we changed how we were. We looked to push people forward. And obviously they got more and more, they were more confident. They had the goal and it became more difficult.
It was about fine margins, as you say. You could have taken the lead literally 30 seconds
chance.
Before.
Yeah, great chance up this end to have scored. And then suddenly the ball was in the back of our net. But that's how it, up until then, I couldn't see us conceding a goal today.
What did you get out of the game then from a performance point of view, did you think?
They worked hard, the lads. It's nothing happened that surprised me today. They gave absolutely everything, as I know they would. We're in a situation where we're short. I look at the bench and I've got no change. So the only player I've got on the forward I've got on the bench is a lad who we were given a free transfer to a week ago, and the deal fell through, and he's still with us. But when you look at the league, you're not going to get out of the league unless you I need options at that stage. You want change. You want to go and change a couple of forward players and come on and give them a different problem. I haven't got that option, because we haven't been able to get anybody in. That's been our problem.
Is there any more optimism where that is concerned, do you think?
Yeah, for sure. It's not through lack of effort. We've tried. We've certainly tried very hard. But everyone we've gone for, we've sort of missed out on the deal. It's not quite happened for whatever reason. So we need to really this week, I think, look at it and think, hang on, we've got to get a few deals done if we can, without being... people have asked too much money. We're not prepared to pay, players going from 3 million to 6 million in a week, for... So that's how it's been. We thought we had a boy signing, and the next day you wake up and he's gone to Turkey. We've taken him on loan. And it's been a little bit like that. But no, we've been struggling for 4 or 5 weeks to get anybody in, but hopefully we will. We need to. Everybody knows that, and we're working hard towards doing that.
Frustrating for you, though, to try and hang all this together, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's not where I wanted to be, at the end of last season. I thought I'm going to build a team here that's going to get promoted this year, and I still believe I will. Nothing's changed, but I need to get some people in, because otherwise it's impossible. No one can turn a team from fifth from bottom into a that went 25 games and won. How many games in 25?
Two
games. You can't go from 25 winning two games to suddenly getting promotion. I'm not capable of doing that. So we need some new to strengthen the squad badly. It's a very, very weak squad.
Just one more from me. Mark Roberts, I thought, looked really solid at the bat. And that long throw is going to be a potent weapon for you this season.
Absolutely. It's going to be a big weapon. If I get the players I want, we'll be a big weapon as well. Birmingham City this year, make no mistakes. I'm still very confident. If I get the players and I get the help I need and people back me, we'll be close.